Looking at that question answer number one, this is a summary of the whole of the catechism. It's question and answer number one. It teaches us who we are as the redeemed of Jesus Christ. It teaches us our life, doesn't it? Notice that the catechism says it's very personal. What is your only comfort in life and in death? So in your existence, whether you live or whether you die, the comfort is knowing that we belong to the Lord. And this is what question and answer number one is getting at. That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the comfort of the believer, is knowing that we belong to Him. That He is our good shepherd who cares for us, who provides for us all things necessary for body and soul. That's the comfort of the one who has been purchased by Jesus Christ. So, and notice the catechism goes on and says, with His precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins. What a joy to know that all of the sins of the people of God have been forgiven because of the work of Jesus Christ. What a relief of the conscience to know that our sins have been dealt with once for all time by the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. His life and His death have satisfied fully the demands of God's justice. So as the hymn says, that since justice has been satisfied, there is no more thundering of the law towards us. Justice smiles and asks no more, because it's been satisfied by the work of Jesus Christ. He has redeemed me from all the power of the devil and preserves me, that without the will of my heavenly Father, that a hair can fall from my head. So, I mean, that's a great comfort to me, to know that these things don't happen by chance. But there is a purpose in everything that happens in this world. God has a purpose. He has designed all things for His glory and for the good of His people. And so, the catechism goes on about God preserving us. We are preserved in Jesus Christ. We are kept by the power of God. And knowing that all things, whatever it might be in our life, is that which is ordained by God. And so we know that it must be working together for the good of His people, for His glory and for the good of His people. So we can take comfort when we go through the time of affliction. The very thing I think that most people would think would be contrary, that you'd get angry going through the time of affliction. But if you only have an understanding mind, this is what James talks about, that we are to have a knowing mind. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And we're to let endurance have its perfect work, that we might become mature and complete, lacking nothing in the Christian life. And so, this is a joy and a privilege for us to know this. We are bought and purchased by Jesus Christ. And notice, if this is the case, that if you are bought and you are purchased, if you are redeemed by Christ, He works in you by His Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who has created faith in the heart. It's the Holy Spirit who has regenerated. It's the Holy Spirit who has brought us into union with Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit who illuminates our minds to the truth. He is the one who comforts us with the preaching of the gospel. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. And so if you are one of the redeemed, this is a work of the Spirit continually in you, who is going to make you heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto God. That's the life of the Christian, isn't it? If you are in Christ and Christ is in you, the Spirit of Christ dwells in you, it's going to be your desire to honor Him and to glorify Him and live for Him. And that is the comfort that we have with regards to the first question and answer of the Heidelberg Catechism, is that we belong to Jesus Christ. You think about that, meditate upon that, that you belong to your faithful Savior, the one who cannot lie, the one who cannot change, the one who has redeemed His people and said nothing will ever snatch you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate you from me. Nothing can take you out of my hand. You have passed from death into life and you will never more come under condemnation. That's the promise to those who belong to Jesus Christ.